Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. The weather can often be difficult to manage. Whether it's a drought for the last three autumns or a spring that just won't get dry, rainwater can be a problem. Managing a heavy influx of water can be difficult, not to mention the storm force winds. Let's talk about some plants that actually like staying wet, some that can help drain the yard, and which ones are generally not very happy right now. The problem with water, despite being necessary for all life, is that it can drown plants just as much as it can drown humans. Heavy clay soils, like what we find in southeast Kansas, have tight air spaces between soil particles. The smaller the airspace, the faster it fills up with water, and then the oxygen is removed. Plants do the majority of their breathing through tiny holes underneath their leaves, but the roots of most plants still require oxygen. Another cause of concern is that anaerobic conditions and moist soil can generally favor disease. Root rot is a very big concern here, not just because the plant is under water stress. The constantly wet soil is a prime breeding ground for root rot fungi, which then easily move around in saturated soil. Pythium and Phytophthora are common culprits here. Their asexual spores, called zoospores, easily travel to new hosts in waterlogged soils. The other spores, called oospores, can remain in soil or tools for a long time. Relieving the moisture happens by installing drainage or amending the soil. French tile drains can offer a physical path for water to escape, while amending clay soils can allow for the soil to passively absorb and drain faster. While sand is well draining, it is not recommended to add sand to clay directly. The best amendment to clay is organic matter, like compost, mulch, bark, or leaf debris. While changing the circumstances of soggy soil or lawn might be an option, the golden rule to live by is always right plant, right place. Plants that like to have wet feet will do well in poorly drained areas or during frequent rainstorms, while plants that don't like wet feet will not. Some plants that tolerate wet conditions include buttonbush, chokeberry, winterberry, Joe Pye weed, Siberian iris, Jacob's ladder, cardinal flower, and swamp milkweed. Trees that can handle wet soils include American holly, bald cypress, and willows. Plant roots still need oxygen, so even some of these may do poorly in standing water for too long. Some plants that hate wet feet include yews, sugar maple, redbud, ice plant, white pine, and blue and Norway spruce. These are just some specific examples, but many plants don't want to be wet for too long. Symptoms of wet feet can be stunted growth, yellowing, and dieback. While watering is important, overwatered plants can be just as unhappy. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.